when I got pregnant, I was a teenager. I wasn't planning on having children ever in my life, which I think a lot of teenagers feel that way. And so when I got pregnant, I was scared. I was angry. I had no idea what I was going to do or how I was going to do it. But there was signs that told me that I was going to have this baby. And I knew in doing that, that I would be a single mom. I knew that, his birth father wasn't capable of raising him. And I also knew that, I would figure it out, but I didn't know how. And so, you know, the energy of the emotions and the worry and the fear and all that, it literally just took over my body. And by the time I was 4 months into my pregnancy, I had developed toxemia, which a couple months after that turned into preeclampsia, which then turned into eclampsia. And so I was on bed rest most of that pregnancy. I had to move back in with my mom and dad and have them take care of me. And that wasn't fun for any of us. And then when it came time to give birth to him, I was induced, and after 36 hours of labor, I went into a stroke, and my blood pressure was extremely high because I had eclampsia. And so they did an emergency C-section, knocked me out. And when I woke up, I was a mom. I had a baby, and he was healthy, gratefully. But I wasn't. I ended up with infection throughout my entire body, and for almost 3 weeks was in the hospital with 106.3 degree temperature, and basically just the doctor saying, we don't think you're going to live through the night. And that's where finally that hearing that is when I said, I need some help. Like, I'm really sick. I didn't even recognize how sick I was. And so at that time, I don't remember if I called on Raphael or if Raphael appeared, but whichever way it was, because it feels blurry sometimes, I immediately had this awareness that I needed to allow myself to breathe in this healing energy. And as I did that, for 12 hours straight, you know, my arms were strapped down because I'd had a C-section and because I was full of infection, that it was itchy. So they strapped me down. And so I was literally strapped open, you know, and the next morning, so I did this exercise, I breathed in this beautiful green healing energy, and I would breathe out this heavy, dark guck. Is the best word I could describe. And after 12 hours of doing that, the next morning, my fever broke for the first time in that nearly 3 weeks. And that was the beginning of, I believe, the releasing of the fears and the opening of the heart to my new role, which was to be a mom. And without that intervention at that time, I'm certain I wouldn't be alive, because the doctors didn't think I was going to be. And that created for me an opening to recognize how important and valuable it is to stay connected, not just to, you know, maybe do it when you need help, but stay connected and to really call the angels in for any level or degree of miracle. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm on my deathbed. We could do it sooner. So that was, that's what they taught me. And, you know, I had a long healing journey after that, but fully recovered, and my son was healthy. And so that started the new journey of motherhood and all that brought, which was a whole nother experience.